In my last tip, I explained how to set running and walking goals using the acronym SMART, which stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Realistic, and Time-Oriented. Over the next few weeks, I will list the top 10 goals for beginners. Setting a goal of running nonstop over a distance that is suitably challenging is a good place to start. It may be running to the end of the street, or it could be several miles. Whatever distance you choose, build up gradually. Then when you reach your goal, set another. Another goal, run or walk regularly. For beginners, regular should be at least twice a week. If you're more advanced, three or four times. Consistency is what's most important. It's better to go twice a week, each week, than to walk or run every day for a week and then do nothing for 3 weeks. Aim for specific distances. Anyone who has been running regularly for a number of years will probably be able to remember the first time they ran specific distances, whether 1 mile or 26 miles. Time isn't important at first. Covering the distance is. Be sure to record your goals so over time you can see your progression. I'm Mark Sullivan, and that's my tip for the road. Today I will cover more of the top 10 goals for beginner runners and walkers. Completing a race is a perfect goal because it incorporates every aspect of the SMART acronym, and it will motivate you to get out there even when you may not feel like training. Your race goal could be a local fun run, a 5K, or even a destination event. Many people take up running or walking to lose weight, and just like setting distance goals, you should set a safe and realistic goal for the amount of weight you aim to lose and reach your goal gradually. But running and walking can offer so much more than a means of weight management. It can be an opportunity to get away from it all, or to spend time with someone, or the achievement of finishing an event that you've trained for. To get the most out of your running and walking, add variety with different routes and events and other people. Regardless of their competitiveness, everyone likes to see improvements, and setting a personal best in a race or even in training is a huge motivator. To help you achieve a personal best, follow a structured training plan that includes distance as well as race-specific speed work. I'm Mark Sullivan, and that's my tip for the road. Today I will complete the list of top 10 goals for beginner runners and walkers. Many people enter a race or event for charity because they want to raise money for a cause that personally means something to them. By choosing a charity that has meaning to you, it'll make the fundraising aspect easier and it will help motivate you to train. For many runners and walkers, particularly if they're not very competitive, the goal of simply being able to continue long-term is an excellent motivator. To maintain an ongoing program, you must stay injury-free while focusing on nutrition and hydration, flexibility, strength training, and adequate rest. The more competitive you are, the more likely it is you will want to reach your full potential. To achieve this goal, you must be extremely dedicated and make running or walking a priority by faithfully and consistently fitting quality training into your schedule. You may also wish to seek the guidance of a knowledgeable coach. No matter how experienced you become, you should never stop setting and working toward new goals. I'm Mark Sullivan, and that's my tip for the road.